Don, Flame Trees began with some music by the late Steve Prestwich.
That's right. The whole song was written by Steve sans words, without any words. Hung around for a long time. So everything musical is Steve's.
Everything?
Everything.
And I remember I did read a quote where Steve said, "I don't know if the lyrics are quite right, mate."
Well, I don't think it was the story that he was expecting. I never discussed it with him, but he wasn't overjoyed when he heard the lyrics, I don't think.
What do you think he was expecting?
Well, Steve had quite a different backstory than I did. And Flame Trees and the lyrics has a lot more to do with my backstory and anybody who's come from regional Australia than Steve's backstory is exile when he was already 17. So he was a Liverpudlian who already had all his teenage friends and, in fact, had lived a few years in Liverpool after his parents had come to Australia. So he was a Liverpudlian who then felt really out of time and out of place in Australia always.
Whereas your backstory, it's definitely rooted in that northern New South Wales area.
Yeah, Queensland and stuff like that, places like that.
And, of course, we think of Grafton, that beautiful town with those wide streets and the mighty Clarence, although famous for its jacarandas.
Yes.
So there's dramatic license in there.
Yes, that's right. In the lyrics, I went for Flame Trees in the lyric because somebody I knew, it was the English actress who was in the Flame Trees of Theca.
Hayley Mills.
Somebody in the band, I can't remember too, who was very sexually attracted to Hayley Mills without ever having met her. And so the Flame Trees made it into the song.
Right. Mm. And, of course, there's a connection with that lyric from an early Cold Chisel song, isn't there? Merry-Go-Round. And that was a conscious decision.
Mm. Yes, there's nothing else could set fire to the town. By the time that was written, this is a long time ago, Cold Chisel had been touring around the country as a young man singing the lyrics of Merry-Go-Round, which featured the line, "I'm going to set fire to the town." And so I reseeded that into this song, which was one of our breakup songs.
That's right, because it comes from the 1984 album, 20th Century, not necessarily Barrel of Laughs, a recording of that album. And am I right in thinking that Steve was no longer part of the band, Steve Prestwich?
He, at that stage, yes, he was no longer part of the band for a couple of months, but he was asked to come in and get involved with this song and the production of it. So not only did he write all the music, he made a lot of the production calls and the production decisions. With Vanetta Fields singing the backing vocals, Steve insisted that she be flown down from the Gold Coast where she was in retirement, and then he coached her through all the vocal parts, which he wrote. Even some of the piano figures are written by Steve and said, this is what I want you to play here.
We were talking about another drummer before. What characterised Steve Prestwich's drumming style?
He was like the person we were talking about, your friend. There was just a wide open swing and a joy in what he did. He had this propulsive joy, which even when he wasn't drumming, if he was drunk and dancing across a room, he had the same kind of rhythm. Where that rhythm comes from in the north of England, I don't know. I suspect it might be, coming from a place like Liverpool, there might be some Irish genes in there.
Yeah. The Four Mop Tops had a bit of rhythm, didn't they?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Well, what a wonderful legacy, what a wonderful memory of Steve Prestwich to have this fabulous song, Flame Trees. Don Walker, would you like to introduce it, and we'll play it in full.
Ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else, this is Flame Trees, played and sung by Cole Chisel.
Local factory out of workers.